Just after the start of 2026, Google parent Alphabet became more valuable than Apple, for the first time since 2019, a technically meaningless milestone, but a symbolically powerful one, and it's still true. Apple is the less valuable company. Google's AI partnership with Apple is seen as a big reason why. Now, according to Bloomberg's non-stop Apple insider Mark Gurman, Apple is only weeks away from revealing the product of that partnership, a completely revamped Siri. For Apple's sake, it had better not suck. Next month, Gurman says, we should expect demonstrations of Siri's new functionality, probably at a small Apple event. This Siri will be powered by a Google-built AI model, but Apple won't tell you that. Even internally, it's called Apple Foundation Models, version 10. If all goes according to plan, this Siri will simply work better than any version before it. Siri has always been the organizing personality of the Apple Home ecosystem, and as a smart home assistant, it's fine. Comparable to Amazon and Google, but with little quirks that grate. Sometimes it answers with awkward info dumps that begin, here are two options. Sometimes it just glitches out and says, UHO, there's a problem. On an iPhone, Siri can feel like a tiny, confused smart speaker in your pocket. If your phone is already in your hand, why use voice to set a timer? The clock app is right there. And if you want a conversational AI, you can talk to Claude, or ChatGPT, or Gemini, or even Microsoft Copilot. Gurman hints the new Siri is a productivity beast. It should be able to tap into personal data and on-screen content to fulfill tasks. That's nothing like the current Siri, which feels like a naive little being summoned into existence with no context at all. Imagine looking at an event website and saying, hey Siri, do I have time for this? And actually getting a useful answer. The new Siri, Gurman says, will be conversational, aware of context, capable of sustained, back-and-forth dialogue. This means it's aiming to take a real bite out of the chatbot market, a market where Siri once leaned on ChatGPT, and now, in theory, will compete with it. The Apple-Google partnership behind Siri is just trivia to most users. People won't care where the tech comes from. As Gurman puts it, Apple is a product company. The provenance of the technology? Mostly irrelevant. Which means this, if, by March, the general reaction is ha, Siri still sucks, Apple pays the price in public perception, Google gets its $1 billion either way.